So the circuit judge who wrote the opinion in that case was Judge Richard Posner. And in his opinion, he inserted this image that you see here on the slide, or hopefully see here on the slide. And with it, he stated, "These work clothes are in the record. And since a picture is worth 1,000 words, here's a photograph of a man modeling the clothes." Ultimately, Judge Posner ruled that the district judge was correct to hold that U.S. Steel did not have to compensate the workers for their changing time. And so I just want you to hold on to this example as we go through a few of the ideas in the presentation, and we'll go back to it later. So digital technology has completely revolutionized our lives in so many ways. You can now buy a touchscreen toaster that will make toast exactly the way you want it. And the law is really no exception to this. The most clear example of the arrival of the digital age in law is the extent to which screens have taken over for paper in our practice. So to take a few examples, lawyers now draft on screens. So all of us likely write our appellate briefs on computers, on laptops, and we use word processing software of some kind to produce digital documents for our writing. Lawyers now research on the internet. So gone are the days of doing our legal research on in case books. Instead, we use Lexis, we use Westlaw, or some other form of legal research tool that's really digitally based. Lawyers are using screens for their communication. So we email with our support staff, we email with colleagues in the office, we email with opposing counsel, we email with the clerk of the court, maybe court staff, even judges. So primarily we communicate by screens and use the phone a lot less than we used to. Judges are also reading on screens. So presentations like this one are often a good chance to get little tidbits about how judges receive our work, how they end up reading our briefs. And the information that we're getting is that judges are increasingly reading on screens and court staff are reading on screens. Some of them are even using iPads. Word processing technology allows for a lot more flexibility in drafting than typing ever did. So whereas in an old IBM Selectric, it was like really difficult to change the margins, to change the font, to underline, really there was very little functionality. But now with word processing, we have a lot more options when we're drafting than we once did when typing. Electronic documents can also contain digital images and videos. So whereas in the old days, maybe if you wanted to attach a picture to your opinion as a judge, you might have to have a special plate print for printing, and it was very difficult to add images. Now it's really not difficult. And finally, e-filing has made an enormous difference because it permits whatever electronic features that we've built into our documents to actually be able to be seen and appreciated by the end reader. So to the extent that we can now do new things, we can also share them thanks to electronic filing. And the fact that we now read on screens is enormously consequential because screens have changed the way that we read. So the best data on this comes from web usability studies. Hopefully you see on your screen an F pattern that kind of has like a heat map. And this is an indication of like where the reader or the, I guess, screen reader's eyeballs were traveling when they were looking at a web page. And what web usability studies have showed us is that readers who are looking at screens are not reading line by line. So we're not beginning at the top left hand of the screen, reading a full line on the top, moving to the next line, reading a full line, and so on and so forth, the very bottom of the page. Instead, you can see that screen readers are paying a lot of attention to the very first line of text. Then there's sort of an axis that goes down from the top left-hand side of the screen where there's a good deal of attention paid there as well. And then attention kind of flows from that point in roughly an F pattern. And this is important because it means not only are screens changing how we read, but they're also changing what content is accessed. So in a way, when we're reading digital media, we are browsing more than we're reading. And this really came home for me personally when I went to my dentist's office and I picked up a Texas Monthly just kind of to kill some time and wait for my turn in the dentist chair. And I picked up a Texas Monthly, and what I found to my surprise is that my eyes were kind of bouncing around the page and they were like looking for keywords in a magazine. And I was a bit shocked. And at that point in my life, I was reading on screens most of the day, being an appellate lawyer, reading authorities, reading other people's briefs. And even in my leisure time, I was looking at an iPhone. So I had to consciously change my mode of reading to sort of adapt to the magazine environment, which I was able to do. But the thing that really surprised me is just to realize how much my brain had been trained by looking at screens to kind of more really skim than read. Screens are also able to facilitate the use of images, which is very impactful because we read images differently than we do text. So some of the differences between the way we read images and text is that we read images more quickly, we read them with more confidence in our understanding, with more emotion, and with better recall. And one of the most important differences from the point of view of Appella writing is that we read more emotionally. So for persuasion, which is the goal of most of our writing, we can access the use through the use of images, we can access the reader's emotional response to what we're writing. So as one writer on photography put it, photographs have the power to open the gates of emotion. And that's kind of a poetic phrase, but it captures something about how photographs open up a part of our brain, a part of human cognition that's not accessible to us if we are using text alone. We also read images naively. So I really like this quote from Susan Sontag's book on photography. Photography furnishes evidence. Something we hear about but doubt seems proven when we're shown a photograph of it. So in a way, photographs are often seen as proof rather than an argument. And the quickness and emotion of the way that we read visuals affects our decision-making. So as one legal scholar put it, the first impression of a piece of visual rhetoric is likely to be an emotional perception. Viewers will nearly instantly record how they feel about the subject or scene depicted. And the emotional take is stubborn. It is difficult, but not impossible, for the cognitive brain to overturn the emotional decision.